is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're learning about a possible twin shooting plot after this week's deadly incident at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police believe a 15-year-old who killed a classmate and a substitute teacher may have been in contact with a man in California. KFMB-TV's David Gottfredson.
The gun violence restraining order served in Carlsbad is a civil action, not a criminal action, but it does allow officers to seize weapons, something the neighbor says he witnessed.
Two cops carrying out a big black, what I thought was a gun box.
An attorney for Luigi Mangione tells CBS News he'll agree to go to New York today to face murder charges in the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Things move really quickly as soon as that extradition waiver is filed. And as soon as that wraps, he can be transferred directly to New York.
The hearing is this morning in Pennsylvania. It's back to the drawing board for lawmakers on Capitol Hill, facing a weekend deadline to pass a government spending bill.
There appeared to be a spending plan in place until President-elect Donald Trump blasted it, saying it gave Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries everything they wanted.
An agreement is an agreement. It was bipartisan. And there was nothing more to say.
Trump is demanding any new spending bill raise the debt ceiling. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise isn't sure what's next.
There is no new agreement right now. Just looking at a number of options.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Elon Musk also fought to scotch the deal. The Teamsters Union says thousands of Amazon workers will walk off their jobs this morning at the height of the holiday shopping and delivery season. Aiden Hewitt works in robotics in California. He says management has refused to bargain.
There's a lot of tension in there. Managers know who's like part of the union and kind of single us out. They kind of give you side eyes.
Strikes expected in New York City, Skokie, Illinois, San Francisco, and other SoCal locations. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says he'll ask ousted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad about the fate of Austin Tice, the American who went missing in Syria 12 years ago. Biden administration says finding him's a top priority. Assad's in Moscow now. CIA Director William Burns is in Qatar for the latest rounds of talks on a Gaza ceasefire. Human Rights Watch is calling out the lack of clean water, the group's Lamba Fakhi.
Human Rights Watch finds that these Israeli policies have amounted to the crime against humanity of extermination and acts of genocide.
S&P futures are up 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters head to the polls tomorrow. It's a vote to determine the new Racine County executive. Some polling places have changed, and people are reminded to check for updates at myvote.wi.gov. The candidates are County Clerk Wendy Christensen and local businessman Ralph Malicki. Malicki was the top vote-getter in the November primary. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow with, again, more information about where to vote and the candidates at myvote.wi.gov. School safety is the focus of a February referendum in Kenosha. With two recent firearm issues at Kenosha schools, many around here are paying attention to the shooting this week. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to cover what happened in Madison.
Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into yesterday's school shooting. In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A white Christmas isn't out of the question. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. At this point, there's a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow night, with just to the north in Fond du Lac County, a winter storm watch tomorrow into Friday. There was a slight dusting overnight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked 9th in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way this afternoon, tonight, into tomorrow. We're looking at 2 to 4 inches by the time it all winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 32. Tonight, down to 27. Tomorrow, snow ending with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I said, you tell me. Just above my right knee, there's a little area about 3 inches up. It's about the size of a fist. That's where it doesn't hurt. Feels very peculiar. Do you have a pill that can make everything else feel like that? I want a everything else like that pill. My doctor looked at me and said, Brian, you are way too sedentary. So I vowed in that moment to get a dictionary. But I haven't gotten around to it, you know, just been laying around a house. There's a lying around a house.
Movie, A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles from 1964. It's 6:09. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too. Coming up later this morning after 7 o'clock, we'll have Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here. We're going to go back to 1964, the year of Hard Day's Night. What was shopping like during Christmas time on 6th Street? We're going to find out with Jim and Carol. That's coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. Also after 7, we'll have our next statewide text to win contest keyword for you. Download the Civic Media app now. Do it at the App Store or civicmedia.us and get ready to text us that keyword. So we're kind of all set for this morning, right? It's 6:10. We're looking for snow after 4 o'clock this afternoon, less than half an inch. Maybe 1 to 2 inches tonight. And snow early tomorrow, but becoming partly sunny with a high near 35. The weekend, partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, 26 of the high Saturday, 32 on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy and 26 degrees right here at Radio Park. Tony Orlando and Dawn, here's Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw. In my silence, I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
One of the best concerts I ever went to was Tony Orlando and Dawn at the Westbury Music Fair on Long Island. There was a theater in the round. I mean, it was, I'll tell you how good it was in the 70s, and I still remember it to this day, every bit of it. He puts on a great show. All right, if parents write about this, kids on the naughty list can breathe a sigh of relief. 87% of people with kids think the naughty or nice thing is overblown, and Santa will probably bring presents no matter what. Whew, it's a load off my head. It's 6:14 at WRJN. The Mamas and the Papas. Here's California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown.
Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend.
the pop is love. It always puts me in a good mood when I hear California Dreamin'. It's 6:16 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We've got one coming up in a moment here. For today, snow after 4 p.m., less than half an inch, maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight tonight. Lows around 31. A little bit of snow early on, then becoming partly sunny. It'll be becoming mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 35. Saturday, partly sunny, 26. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 32. Right now, it's cloudy and 26 degrees right here at Radio Park. And what's your first thought when you hear someone say, don't, I don't want a gift? Relief or annoyance at the future awkwardness they're creating? People are asked what it means when someone says they don't want a gift. 44% said the person truly doesn't want a gift, but will not be upset if you give them one. Another 19% say they may secretly want a gift, but won't be upset if you don't get them one. Now for the drama part of this whole story. 9% say the person doesn't want a gift and will be upset if you get them something. And 8% say the person secretly does want a gift, but won't be upset if you don't get them one. With me, I don't want a gift. But if you get me something, I'll be gracious about it. I'll say it's nice. And if it's something I really like, I will gush over it a little bit. I mean, if you want to get me a gift, I know it came from your heart, and I like that, but I don't need anything. Everything I have, I got and I want, and I'm all done already. Occasionally, my wife gets me a gift, and I say, yes, I really wanted that, but I never thought about it. So, hopefully, that will happen this year.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The 6 horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
With the right kind of singers at Christmas time, can you? They are just wonderful. Hey, have you noticed anything odd happening lately? I did. I heard it. America's getting dumber. IQ scores are dropping. You can hear them dropping all over the place. Stevie Wonder, you're the sunshine of my life at WRJN.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
Feel like this is the beginning.
So this woman from Virginia just got her Heathcliff lunchbox back more than 40 years after she lost it at school. A plumber found it tucked inside the access panel of a wall. The heck was it doing there? Anyway, the school was able to track her down because her mother wrote her name inside the lunchbox. Lesson learned, always have mom write your name and everything and never give up hope. She got the lunchbox back. I wonder if it's got any value in it. I wonder if there was food in it after 40 years. Can you imagine what that food must have looked like? It's 628 local news, timeless hits and Christmas classics at WRJN. Here's the second of three versions of the song that was a hit. Here's Carla Carlton.
Hearts go astray.
Love Carl Carlton. I mentioned that was the second hit of that version of that song. Robert Knight had the original, then Carl Carlton and Gloria Estefan had a top hit with that song as well. So where exactly did all these Christmas lights you see outside on people's homes come from? Electric Christmas lights were invented by Thomas Edison. No surprise there. His business associate, Edward Johnson, was also involved. Edison created the first strand of electric lights and hung them outside his laboratory in New Jersey during the holidays back in 1880. 2 years later, Edward hand-wired 80 red, white, and blue lights, strung them together around a tree in front of the window to the street, powered by a generator. It wasn't until 1903 that General Electric began to offer pre-assembled kits of Christmas lights for consumers, and the rest is history. We have all our Christmas lights up this holiday season. 6:31 now.
It looks like Wisconsin may have its first case of high-path avian influenza in a human. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The joint announcement coming yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Details are next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
In a media event yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services said they are presuming this is the first case of high-path avian influenza in a human. Now, the person impacted was a worker at a commercial poultry flock in Barron County that has tested positive for high path avian influenza. Dr. Darlene Conko, Wisconsin state veterinarian at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says that they are waiting for test results on specific genotypes that might have impacted that human.
There is there are differences in the genotypes, even though it is an H5N1 virus in both the cattle cases and the poultry. The genotypes in a lot of cases have been different, and cattle have had the B3.13 genotype affecting them. We're not aware of the genotype that has affected these latest two poultry flocks. We won't get that information for some time from the National Veterinary Services Laboratory of USDA. Our assumption is that it's the genotype circulating in wild waterfowl, since we haven't identified any connections with dairy with these latest two cases.
That's Dr. Darlene Conkel, our Wisconsin state veterinarian. She said the impacted person in Barron County is expected to make a full recovery. There is no threat to the general public. And again, there's not been any detection of high path avian influenza in our dairy herd.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
If you want to follow more details on the high path avian influenza situation in Wisconsin, follow us, MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. We'll get you the latest news there. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have some snow on the way this afternoon, tonight, into tomorrow. We're looking at 2 to 4 inches by the time it all winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 32. Tonight, down to 27. Tomorrow, snow ending with a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Got me so I can't sleep at night.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
You really got me at 6:38, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas favorites as well. Well, there's a Columbus funeral home that will become the first in the state of Ohio to get a liquor license. And you say, what are they going to do with a liquor license at a funeral home? Here's what the funeral owner said. My role in this position is to be kind of a party planner for the dead, to be more of a celebration of life. What? The dead person's not going to have any fun. It's the people around them that are going to have the fun, right? Snow after 4 p.m. today, less than half an inch. Highs near 34, 1 to 2 inches likely tonight. Lows 31. And we have some early snow tomorrow, but becoming partly sunny with a high near 35. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 26. Partly sunny on Sunday as well, highs 32 right now. Cloudy and 26 at Radio Park. Sun. It's 6:41, local news, Tamlet's hits, and Christmas classics. Do have one coming up for you shortly. And don't forget, it's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest on WRJN. In the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give you our text word for the hour. What you do is download the Civic Media app, go to where the app store, wherever you get your apps, or go to civicmedia.us, download the app. You'll see a list of all the stations we have on there. WRJN will be one of them. Click on WRJN, then text the word I'll tell you right after 7 o'clock. That's coming up here at WRJN. It's 6:41 now. A new survey found that almost everyone who decorates their home for the holidays does so with at least one fire hazard. 47% use candles. 31% admit to using two or more extension cords plugged together. Remember Clark Griswold in the Christmas Vacation had 30 plugs plugged into one socket in the garage and said, everything looks okay here. 28% use tinsel. That's very flammable. And less than 17% put up a real tree and use water to keep it wet instead of drying it out. So take care. You know, back in the, I hate to say the olden days, but in the 1800s, they used to put candles on the Christmas tree. That's how they lit it up, with candles. Can you imagine going to sleep at night knowing there were candles all over your Christmas tree? Man. 6:40, I would never have lasted. I'm the guy who checks the stove 100 times before I go to bed each night to make sure the gas is off. Could you imagine me with a Christmas tree with candles? I'd never sleep. Got the Stones now. Time is on my side here at WRJN.
Time is on my side. You wanna be free, but you
Jagger and crew, the Stones. Time is on my side. 6:45, local news, timeless hits. And we have a Christmas song coming up for you in just a moment. Talk about Christmas. Here's some odd but truths about Christmas. The X in Xmas is not a modern abbreviation. Actually dates back to the 16th century and is based on the Greek letter chi, C-H-I, which looks like an X. It's the first letter that translates into Christ in English, so Xmas is not really an abbreviation shortcut. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created in 1939 by Montgomery Ward Department Store as a way to save money. See, they were buying coloring books to pass out at Christmas, and they figure it's cheaper to print their own books with an original character than to keep buying them. And the first song ever played on the radio, ever. The first song, not the first Christmas song, but the first song was O Holy Night, Christmas Eve, 1906. And we're still playing that song.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs. An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
And a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for the school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
News, timeless hits, and our statewide text to win contest at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings, and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
esteemed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Of the Monkees, Daydream Believer, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. I came across this song. My wife actually found it, and I couldn't believe it was the Monkees. They were doing a Madrigal song. I can't pronounce the name of the song, but I've seen the Madrigal singers from Waterford High School do this song before, and you won't believe it's the Monkees, and they're sitting around a candle singing this song. It doesn't sound like them, but it is them. Give a listen to this. It's a Madrigal song by the Monkees.
Riu riu shiu la guadari vera, Dios cuado el lobo de nuestra cordera, Dios cuado el lobo de nuestra cordera. Riu riu shiu la guadari vera, Dios cuado el lobo de nuestra cordera, Dios cuado el lobo de nuestra cordera. El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quisole hacer que no pudiese pecar, ya no original es tu virgen no tuviera. Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera. Dios cuado el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera. Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con serce chiquito, aunque infinito, finito se hiciera. Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Those are the Monkees. That's a Madrigal Christmas song they did for their TV special back in the 60s. It's hard to believe those are the Monkees we're listening to. But yeah, it was really nice. I've seen the Waterford High School Madrigal band or singers do it. We just saw them about 2 or 3 weeks ago doing their rehearsals at a church in Rochester, and they did that song. But see, the Monkees do it, something different, huh? 6:54, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. But right now, BTO, Bachman Turner Urban Drive. You ain't seen nothing yet.
So I took what I could get.
Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. Get ready. Download your Civic Media app. Do it right now. Go to civicmedia.us. Download the app. Look for WRJN. Click on it. And I'm going to give you a text word right after 7 o'clock this morning. You text it to us. You'll be in the running for a great prize. I'll tell you all about that coming up. But right now, 6:58. And then we're talking about shopping on 6th Street and 64. First, here's Herman Servitz.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
can't you hear my heartbeat, 7 o'clock at WRJN. People argued over wishing you a Merry Christmas even 100 years ago. A cartoon from a 1916 copy of the Chicago Tribune made the argument we should be wishing